Since getting co-opted onto the council, the vast majority of constituency issues that I've been dealing with are to do with people in unfinished estates. The grass hasn't been cut, so it's grown up, and there's like rodent infestations. The ESB threatened to cut off electricity to the streetlights, which would have problems then for the sewage pumping station. At times, the sewage has overflowed on the streets, running past houses. The council have intervened at times, and they've emptied it, but it's a short-term solution. At this point now, I'm going to call for the council to establish an Inishowen working group, which will include all county councillors in Inishowen, and the heads of roads, planning, housing, water and environment, to see if there's any way that we can alleviate the situation.
There's been a perennial debate on council about the takeover of estates. We're at the point now where several developers are either out of business or simply unable to fulfil their responsibilities. This really is going to have to take some form of national action.
The council are doing what they can, very limited resources, but ultimately finance this is going to have to come from a national level. The council are doing a good job, but ultimately the government is going to have to intervene. They're going to have to implement a strategy that can finance to take over these estates, because it's just not good enough the way it's been left up until now.
Question marks over whether or not the council has been properly pursuing development charges. Do we need to see changes in that particular regime as well?
I think we do, but as I said, the council's hands are tied with many of these. They don't have the resources to do it. Maybe there could be more that they could do, but I think ultimately it has to come from the national level.